Two double child benefit payments before Christmas look set to be announced in the budget, following government discussions last night. The government is finalising a cost of living package of around €2 billion that will be paid out before Christmas. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
The cost of living package is set to include a €250 energy credit and extra payments on things like the fuel and living alone allowances. Free public transport will be introduced for the under-9s in a move long advocated by the Green Party, while the free school book scheme will be extended to the senior cycle, and funding will be provided for 1,500 more special needs assistants in schools. Other budget measures include an extension of the Help to Buy scheme to 2029, following a proposal from the Finance Minister, Jack Chambers. While the stamp duty rate on the bulk buying of homes is set to rise from 10% to 15% after a review of the tax was requested by the Taoiseach. There are also said to be ongoing discussions on the VAT rate for the hospitality sector, with these talks described as sensitive.
Israel extended its military operation in Lebanon overnight, saying it struck dozens of Hezbollah sites. The Palestinian militant group Hamas said its leader in Lebanon had been killed in an airstrike in the country's south. 3 days of mourning begin today in Lebanon for Hassan Nasrallah, the Hezbollah leader who was killed in an Israeli airstrike in Beirut on Friday. Angus Cox of our foreign staff.
Flags on public buildings across Lebanon will fly at half-mast as official mourning for Hassan Nasrallah gets underway. The Hezbollah leader was killed in an Israeli strike on the group's Beirut headquarters on Friday. Israel sustained its attacks on Hezbollah across the weekend, killing dozens of people. Israel's military chief of staff said the Iran-backed group had lost weapons and operatives, but that Israel must keep hitting them hard. US President Joe Biden has stressed all-out war has to be avoided and said he's due to speak with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. But America is reinforcing its military resources in the region in anticipation of possible escalation from Iran. While in the midst of the conflict, a humanitarian catastrophe is developing. Lebanon's Prime Minister has warned up to 1 million people are affected by the largest displacement in the country's history.
The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, has signed a commencement order to increase the maximum sentences for a number of knife-related offences. Among the changes, the sentence for the possession of a knife in a public place intending to cause injury, to incapacitate or intimidate a person has increased from 5 to 7 years. Minister McEntee said knife crimes are serious criminal offences, which can have far-reaching and devastating consequences. Asking prices for homes across the country increased by over 3% between July and September, according to the listings website daft.ie. It brought the typical listed price for a property to over €344,000, an increase of over 6% compared to the same period last year. Assistant Professor of Economics at Trinity College Dublin, Roland Lyons, says supply remains a big driver of rising asking prices.
Total availability of second-hand homes is down about 12% year on year and has been falling for almost a year and a half now. Unfortunately, the inevitable consequence of strong demand and weak supply is rising prices.
For the first time since the Second World War, a far-right political party has been victorious in Austria's general election. However, the Freedom Party fell short of achieving the overall majority required to form a government. The projections give the FPÖ 29% of the votes, 2% more than the Conservative People's Party. The American singer-songwriter Kris Kristofferson has died at the age of 88. A family spokesperson said he died peacefully at his home in Hawaii, surrounded by family. The Grammy Award winner was probably best known for his hits Help Me Make It Through the Night and Me and Bobby McGee. In the 1970s, Kris Kristofferson came to acting, going on to win a Golden Globe for his role in A Star Is Born. Now the weather.
RTE Radio and Weather with Grant. Future-proof your home and comfort with the HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Mostly cloudy this morning with patchy rain and drizzles spreading from the northwest. During the afternoon, the cloud and rain will become largely confined to Ulster and North Leinster, with a mix of sunshine and scattered showers elsewhere. Much of the country will become dry in the evening. Highest temperatures 11 to 16 degrees in moderate to fresh northwest winds.